Hi, I'm James Schillinglaw, and I'm here aboard Sea Cloud Spirit, and we're just at the end of a wonderful cruise, 8-day cruise, sailing, real sailing, and I'm here with Nicole Cagna, who is the cruise director, who was responsible for kind of guiding us through all this whole trip and teaching us all about what we're going to do, including having some events dealing with just sailing, and we've also gone on shore excursions and all kinds of things. We're going to talk to Nicole about what there is to do on this incredible ship, and a big part of it is the sailing and seeing the sails, them rigging the sails. But you're going to find out about all that and more on Insider Travel Report. And Nicole, first of all, I want to thank you. We've had a marvelous cruise. This has been really a lot of fun. You've been a lot of fun. You've been really teaching us all about what's going on every day. But let's talk about this. What is your role as cruise director here aboard Sea Cloud Spirit?
Thank you very much, James. Thanks for having me. Yeah, I see myself, I'm your host. So I love very much the diversity that this job's includes, and starting from your embarkation, so I am among the first ones that you see, and as our cruise getting to an end, the last one also.
Yeah, you gave us the post talk just a little few hours ago. You gave us that horrible end of disembarkation, the worst time of a cruise, right?
Exactly, this is the worst presentation.
Yeah. But you also gave, actually, we'll talk about that later, a wonderful history of Sea Cloud, the original Sea Cloud, and you know a lot about it because you studied it, right?
Oh yeah, I'm very enthusiastic about this also, and of course of all of our ships. And that requires then here on board the organization also that is part of my job for the daily programs, as you mentioned already. What we're doing the day with sailing, all the events that go around this, of course, then the excursion at shore, also events like we had this cruise. And it's, I love the being close to the guests and the crew and the different departments, connecting it all and being also flexible in terms of your needs and how we can adjust the program also to make the experience the marvelous possible.
Absolutely. Now, and we talked earlier about how important the actual people come on this ship to see the sails. They come on to see the way you rig the sails, and how important is that activity? And you're part of that too, where you're telling everybody, how it's going to happen, and you get these guys all geared up and they start going up the rigging, right?
Yes, absolutely. So this is really what makes us unique. Mm-hmm. The art and the tradition of sailing. So watching them doing their magic and the art, climbing up the shrouds and making a special experience that you could not get if you don't put the sails the way that we do here.
And right now we are actually under sail. It's been great to see them up. Now, the other thing is beyond the sailing, there are a lot of other activities on board. I think you have regular engine room and bridge tours, right?
Yes, exactly. So we'd like to give you, as we have this private yacht character, to give you as much insights as possible. So starting from the bridge, going down to the engine, having a look at different cabins, so really making the whole experience all about, of course, the sails, like our captain's talk. We just had also our chief engineer, so really getting as much involved and detailed as possible.
And indeed, even though this is a sailing ship, we do have some powerful engines that drive us through the water as well, right?
Exactly. From time to time, we need them also.
Absolutely. And then, of course, you have wonderful lectures on board, and you have two on this particular cruise, and really some interesting stuff, right?
Yes, absolutely. So depending on the cruise and the voyage, where we go, we have for specific topics, then fitting lecturers, and they do a wonderful job.
Now, you do have, there's not a lot of nightly entertainment, but there was one night that was kind of fun, where the whole crew got together and sang shanty songs, and then there was a big party afterwards, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. We do love it, and it's really special and shows, again, the special character we have on board, really being close, family and crew, guests, being part of that family that we are here on board, and guests relatively quickly get to know it. And a special moment, as you mentioned, are our shanties, and crew is enjoying it, guests all together, and really they do it in their free time, and we get all together.
And then they dance the night away, right?
Enjoying with the guests and giving them this special feeling.
No, that's what it was. A wonderful evening. And yeah, otherwise, it's pretty quiet on board, I got to tell you, in the evenings. I mean, you can, there's a movie night. We watched a movie. But then you do have, obviously, the shore excursions. And on this particular one, we did, well, you had, it wasn't really a shore excursion, but it was the Sunset Beach, where we went and saw beautiful on a bonfire. And we saw the sunset on one of, I think it was an Eleuthera, right?
Yes, correct. Cape Eleuthera. And yeah, we tried to have these special moments also shoreside, and we arranged for the bonfire and having Sea Cloud Spirit in the back. The sun setting was another special moment also.
I was trying to get the captain to move the ship a little closer to the sun, just because the photo would have been better, right?
Correct, yeah, well.
It didn't work out that way, but anyway. But then we did, and then of course my favorite, I've done this before, but I have to tell you, your version of it, the folks that you got to do this tour for you, the swimming pigs, the famous swimming pigs, and that was amazing event.
Yes, really, you read about it, but before you experience it yourself, you cannot believe it. And yeah, in these waters here around, I'm all the time astonished. And this was another special.
And we got to go hold the pig on the island. I never did that before, the little pig. So that was pretty cool. And then, of course, it's followed by feeding the iguanas. So you get a two for the price of one, right?
Correct. That's what we do.
And that was that was another island. And that was a full half day. It was a lot of fun. And then we did some other things, like we went to a resort, and we had a nice reception at the resort the other night that was on Exuma, I believe, right?
Yes, correct. So we had a special white night event, and yeah, having this picture all dressed up in white and on this white beach with the blue sea in the back is very lovely.
And then I missed yesterday, sadly. I had to work, and it was almost a full beach day. A lot of beach time on this cruise, right?
Yes, exactly. The Bahamas are all about beach and enjoying the beautiful waters all around.
No, that's great. Now, how did you get to become a cruise director?
Well, it was always my dream, actually. Right. So I studied tourism management and focused on tour operating, and also did a course for the cruise ships. And it was always my dream. And at one point I said, you need to try it. And that's how I found my passion. And I'm lucky to say it.
Yeah. And how long have you been with Sea Cloud now?
Almost 1.5 years now.
Okay. And you like it?
I love it.
I know, but you got incredible. You're really into the history of the whole thing, and it really is an amazing ship. Now, for all our travel agents, travel advisors out there who are going to be booking clients on this wonderful ship, and also your sister ships, what's the best way to experience a Sea Cloud cruise? What should they tell their clients about what to be ready for?
Yeah, if you seek the special special cruise on a with a private yacht character, enjoying the tradition of sailing and getting to destinations, small destinations also that you could not with other
ships.
That's
a big thing, yeah.
Exactly. Right. And then having special experience, getting really into our family together with our gorgeous crew.
And you also go to so many different places. I mean, sometimes I feel like you don't have the same place twice. I know word is next year you'll be back here in the Bahamas, but you went to Panama, you went to Costa Rica, and now I think after this cruise, they're headed across over to the Med again, right?
Exactly. So we're heading back to Europe soon and starting our season there once it's getting warmer also on the other side.
Fantastic. Well, Nicole, I want to thank you for putting up with me on board here. And you've really been a magnificent host for this really very special cruise. I wanted to sail in a tall ship with real sails, with crew rigging the sails for so long. And finally, I got a chance to do it. I do a lot of cruising, as you might expect, but this was a very different and very special kind of cruise.
Thank you so much, James, for having me also and for spending the time with us on board Sea Cloud Spirit.
I'm James Schillinglaw, and this is Insider Travel Report.